there you go. That's the Mighty Hard-Fi. They keep cranking them out. That one is called Better Do Better. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Before that, you heard Editors with Sparks. I've got to stop saying editors like Zane Lowe. It's just bashed into my head. You know, there's a TV advert where Zane Lowe does the voiceover advising you to buy the Editors album, and he pronounces it like that, and now I can't pronounce it any other way except Editors.
Anyway, there's no harm in that.
No, exactly.
Hey, this is Adam and Joe. We're with you for the next hour and 54... No, hang on. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
54 minutes, yeah.
53
counting. Here on a lovely Saturday afternoon in London, we've got tickets to give away to the Zootons, but that's not very exciting because Alex Zane was giving them out hand over fist, right? So that doesn't make us special, but it's still quite exciting. We'll give tickets to the Zootons.
Yeah, we'll give them away in a special way.
Yeah, and that's part of the XFM's Access All April promotion, where apparently you can get passes to access all areas at gigs. So imagine the possibilities for trouble.
Yeah, you could go and steal stuff from pop stars.
Man, you could make yourself famous very easily.
Yeah, exactly, like Aaron Barshak.
Well, yeah. Who's he? The guy that turned up at Prince William's wedding, or what was it, party?
Exactly. You could jump on stage and start rapping in the middle of an Arctic Monkeys gig or something like that.
Plus, we got a pair of tickets to see Russell Brand do his stand-up show, Crazy Russell Brand, off Big Brother's Little Sister's Third Cousin, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Big Brother's Big Mouth, he was the host of. And he's destined for big things for Russell Brand, now that he's stopped being a junkie. Yeah.
And plus, we've got RoboCop DVDs to give away. Not the films, though. Xanthi thought they were the films. They're the teleseries.
Why would you want to watch the films?
Yeah, when you've got the teleseries.
When you've got the TV series.
I'm sure it's very good, though, RoboCop. It hasn't got anyone from the films in it, has it?
It's not a TV series as such. It's kind of made for TV movies, which is even better.
That is better.
Yeah.
Does it have... what was he called? Peter Weller? Paul Weller? Did Paul Weller play RoboCop?
Yes, he did.
It's Paul Weller as RoboCop. Brilliant. So lots of stuff to give away, plus box sets of This Life. We got a crap commentary competition, which is quite funny. I was chortling away at it at 3 a.m.
Excellent.
And I was slightly off my tits. I think it's funny.
Was that when you got back from the Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
You went to see the Boosh last night?
Yes.
You got any Boosh gossip?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Music first.
So hang in for that, listeners. Right now, here's the Gorillaz.
Don't get too excited.
With Dare.
It's there. Hang on, there's no reason why we can't continue this conversation. That was the Gorillaz with Dare. Last week we had a phone-in competition where a small boy called Alex and his dad called in. What was the competition? Forgotten now, but he had the wrong... Maybe it was...
It was a celebrity regression.
Celebrity regression, that's right. And he guessed Doc Cotton. Apparently, when Xanthi called him up to give him the prize, turned out he'd been devastated all afternoon.
He was upset because he thought he'd ruined the programme by missing
the
point of the
competition. Because we don't want to upset kids. That's wrong.
No, I think
that is essentially wrong.
We chuckled at him. You know, you got to chuckle at kids.
Yeah.
You got to make them feel a bit insecure, otherwise there's no kind of power structure there.
Right. Well, that's not necessarily true for kids that aren't yours. You want to just laugh at them in the street.
It's especially true because you need extra leverage.
Okay, well, that's okay. So, Alex, if you're listening, if your dad's listening, you enhanced the show. That was one of our favourite calls ever.
Yeah, it was genius.
Yeah. Well done.
You can be a regular caller.
So, this is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9. Great music coming up, and competitions and stuff.
Yeah, the competition will be coming up very shortly, I would imagine, in the next 10 minutes
or so. It's a good one. It's a crap commentary competition.
Yeah,
it's a funny one.
Is it funny and easy?
Funny and easy, the perfect combination.
It's my favourite combo.
Double threat.
Mm.
Now, speaking of funny, have people already been talking about the story in The Guardian today, the April Fool?
Which one is that?
That's a brilliant April Fool in The Guardian, page 3.
It's not the one where you have to do chip and pin and sing or something?
No, it's to do with Coldplay and David Cameron. It completely fooled me.
Really?
Yeah, I think, but people have probably been talking about it already, maybe on The Breakfast Show.
Don't worry, I haven't heard anything about it. Pretend
it's funny. Well, we'll dig up The Guardian, and in another link, we'll do that.
Okay, then.
But if you've got tickets to see the Boosh, either at Brixton or at the Hammeo, do people still call it that?
I don't know if they ever did.
I did. Then you're very lucky.
The Hammersmith Apollo.
I went along to see it last night, and what a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Started a bit late. Don't worry about getting there before 8:30, even though it says 8 on the tickets.
Right.
Didn't finish till about 11. But it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And what a sexy crowd.
They're very good looking.
Some attractive people go and see the Boosh. It's amazing. It's like a Dazed and Confused massive magazine shoot with 2,000 models.
Yeah, crazy fashionable kids.
Yeah. Zebra coats.
Yeah.
Piercings. Dyed
bleached hair.
Eyeliner. Can you imagine? On boys.
On boys?
Disgusting.
Dirty.
And it was very funny.
Yeah, and and there was a party afterwards.
There was a party afterwards.
A lot of celebrities at that party,
not
I would imagine.
Not really.
Were they not?
No. Well, Harry Enfield was there.
It's the
had
hottest,
a chat with him.
Hottest
he's got
ticket
a very
in London.
Funny face.
Was he nice, Harry Enfield? Because he can be a bit taciturn.
Oh, he's lovely.
Was he?
To me, Adam.
Oh, he loves you.
I don't think he likes you.
No, I don't think he does.
But he's one of those comedians that's just got a naturally funny face, and even when he's trying to make a quite serious point about politics or something, he does it with a silly, rubbery mouth. Makes me laugh.
He's got a funny voice.
Do you remember when we went to see Harry Hill record his show live?
Yeah,
it was... And he, just between takes, he looked a bit angry, but started tugging his collar.
Right.
And the audience went, tugging his collar, and he looked up quite angry. I'm just tugging my collar.
I think he may have been nervous. It was one of the first ones that he taped.
Anyway, highly recommend the Boosh. We were giving away tickets last week. I think it's totally sold out. Is it now?
Well, they've extended the run, haven't they? But that may be sold out as well. They're doing phenomenally well.
Yeah, the extraordinary thing about it is every time you think it's amazingly tightly rehearsed, they'll do something that seems completely spontaneous.
Yeah.
And every time you think they're just making it up, they'll suddenly do something amazingly tight.
And how was Rich Fulcher, who
he was
plays...
insane. He's mad.
Yeah, he's nuts, isn't he?
He's possibly genuinely out of control.
He plays Bob Fosse. Fossil.
Yeah.
And he's also in Snuffbox.
The Moon is in it.
Matt Berry.
And people are shouting, "Old Greg!" all the way through it in the audience. But there's no Old Greg.
Really?
Not really.
Old Greg was the
there's
sea
an old
monster.
Greg-based surprise. Yeah. One of the best episodes.
Yeah.
At one point, Rich Fulcher came on playing Bob Fossil. And one of the lines in the script was to the character, "What have you been doing?" they said as part of the show. And someone in the audience shouted, "Snuffbox!" Which right. is true, because that is what he's been doing, a series called Snuffbox. But why you'd shout that out very loudly in an auditorium of 2,000 people, I don't know.
What kind of comeback have you got to that as well?
They just continued, because it was correct. That's correct.
Thank you very much. It's on Monday nights on BBC Three.
Anyway, man, the Boosh, best show in London. Got to be at the moment.
And any more exciting people that you talked to at the party apart from Harry Enfield?
No.
Really?
You just said hello to Noel.
Were you the most exciting person there?
No. No.
How was Noel?
He was very well.
What
was
he wearing?
Very beautiful. Just sexy lady clothes. He looked like a gorgeously groomed raven with a human face.
I think I do fancy him as well. Do you think a lot of men are confused about their sexuality for the first time?
Pretty much everybody in the world would probably have a quick, just, you know, briefly interfere.
Would you interfere with him?
Yeah.
Or just snog him?
Yeah, I'd give him a little kiss.
Whereabouts would you kiss him?
On the lips.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he's got nice soft lips?
I don't know. I'd just be worth boasting about, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
What's wrong with that, Xanthi? That's quite sexy.
I don't think he's particularly bendy, though, you know?
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think he's into it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe it's...
He's hermaphrodite.
Maybe he just doesn't like me, but I don't get the impression he's bendy.
Oh, he might not be bendy for you.
Yeah. What a drag. Anyway, let's play some music and come back with a crap commentary competition. Here's a free play for you right now. This is the Pixies, a track called Nimrod's Son from their first EP, Come On Pilgrim. It has some swearing in it, which I've removed for you listeners, so don't worry about it. He's the king of shouting.
Yeah.
That's the Pixies with Nimrod's Son. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back with competition time after these messages.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM. XFM.
See, I really enjoy that. I think that's good. The conventional wisdom is that Franz Ferdinand are no longer a hip commodity.
Yeah.
And I just think that their second album is better than their first one.
Well, I tell you one thing. We were supposed to play the Ordinary Boys then, but we didn't. Because we can't.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't have the Ordinary Boys. I mean, there are limits.
There are limits, aren't there?
Yeah.
You know, much as we like Prestong.
Yeah, we like Prestong. So if you're an Ordinary Boys fan, we're sorry, but, you know, you've got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, is it competition time?
It's certainly...
Competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know.
So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
Yeah, it's time for crap commentary competition or corner.
Should we play the jingle for that as well?
Well, yeah, well, you waste more time.
Well, it's a good jingle. Because
so that's a jingle to say we're in the area of competitions. Yeah. Now let's focus in the jingle. you know, what do you call it? A subset?
A dedicated jingle.
A dedicated jingle. A more targeted, focused jingle is this one.
But this is useful as well because it also explains the nature of the competition.
It's so practical. It's so useful.
It's a utilitarian jingle.
It's a crap commentary, recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell who's speaking? And a movie they're critiquing. Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
Yes, Shamboozle is the name of that song, I think. Oh yeah, Bob James. Why can't we do like a jazz funk show?
Well, we could.
We could call it Jazz Function.
That's a good idea.
Oh, I bet no one's ever thought of that before.
Except, what's his name? The guy from... I've forgotten his name. Craig Charles.
Yeah, why would he have thought of that? Because he did the Funky Bunker.
Because he's got a funk show on radio.
Plus,
on
he's
Six
good
Music.
With names. He did the Funky Bunker.
Yeah.
And he did Weapons of Mass Distraction.
There you go.
Do you remember
that?
He'd love that. Anyway, so let's do the competition. So obviously, as explained by the jingle, you've got to tell us what movie star this is, talking about what movie, so you've got to get the movie star in the movie. And this is an excerpt from a commentary he did on one of his films. It's an American male star. The number is 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049, as soon as you know who it is. And so in this first clip, what's this? Our movie star is watching the film, and obviously this isn't... I've sort of cut bits up. I've taken little bits from all through the film and compressed them. But he's keen to tell us which scene his favourite scene is, and he kind of can't really decide.
Because they're all so good.
Well, have a listen.
Okay.
Here we go. This is one of my favourite scenes because it's opening the movie. This is another scene which I thought was really vital, and actually this is a scene I really, really like right here. And this is absolutely one of my favorite scenes. I absolutely love this scene. This, again, is one of my favorite scenes. This particular scene is one of my favorite scenes. It's one of my favorite scenes. And not that this is one of my favorite scenes, but it's a scene I'll always remember, and this is my favorite scene. My favorite scene of the movie is right here.
Wow, that's a lot of favourite scenes. How many was that? 7 or 8?
That's maybe 10 or 11.
You ain't heard nothing yet. He's very pleased with that. I sounded like Danny Baker then. He says stuff like that.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
He's a genius.
He is a genius. So, yeah, there's more to come. So, 0871-222-1049, if you know who that is. Shall we hear the second clip?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who this is yet. You haven't told me, but that sounded... it's got to be easy with that kind of music, surely. So, yeah, let's hear the second clip.
So in this second clip, hello?
Sorry, mate.
Faded me out. You're
fading out a little bit there.
I can't think anymore. He's watching his film, and he's basically telling us which bits are great. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, suffice to say, he thinks a lot of the movie's great.
So he explains first which are his favourite scenes,
yeah,
and then he goes on to explain why.
Yeah, well, no, not why. He's just pointing out which
just
bits
dating.
Are great. Have a listen to this.
Okay.
And this is great. This is great, too, with the camel. This is such a great moment. It's an edgy moment. Here's another great fight scene. This is great. It's great. So I think it's great. It's a great little line. This is great as well, and it looks great, and this is a great scene. This is a great scene, too. This is actually fantastic. That's great. And that's a great line. It was great. This is a great scene with the kid. And what's great about Kelly's character, she plays such an empowering woman, which is great.
So he thinks it's great.
Yeah, he pretty much thinks it's great.
It's almost like the scenes of the film are on a production line, and he's in, like, a white pinny and a white, like, hat, and he's just, this is great, this is great. He's got a box mark, great, that scene's great, great. He's got a box mark, fantastic. Oh, that one's fantastic. That's great. He says it with that little enthusiasm, like he's on a production line. 0871-222-1049, if you know what American star that is and what film he's talking about. Is anyone calling, Xanthi? Yeah, okay.
So I've got an idea who that is.
There is a third clip, but shall we save that until someone calls in?
Yeah, let's save it.
Okay, so if you think you know that, call in now. Yeah? That's the sort of thing we're supposed to say, isn't it?
Yeah, get calling. Pick
get
up
calling.
The phone and call in.
Shall I give the number again? It's turning into Quizmania on ITV. 0871-222-1049. I love Quizmania.
Stop boning, start phoning.
What?
They're just an inexhaustible fountain of creativity. That's the Flaming Lips.
The flipping Flaming Lips.
With the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song. That is the first single to be taken from their new album, At War with the Mystics, which is out this week. Now, we're in the middle of Crap Commentary Corner, our competition this week, and we've got a couple of people on the line who think they know who it was speaking in the clips that we played earlier. Shall we play another clip just
to
remind people?
Let's play one more clip. You might remember if you were listening a couple of minutes earlier that we've got an American star who thinks every film in his scene is fantastic, every scene is his favourite, and he thinks that every single moment is great, 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 it's great, 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 great. And here's some more bits that are great.
And we added this scene in additional photography, which I think is great. This is great. Again, utilizing the cave, that's a great shot as well. This is great. This is great, too. This is great. It's a great moment in the movie. That's a great rack focus shot of that arrow. And the score, the musical score in the background is just amazing. And this is an awesome shot. And this is great.
It's a great film. I mean, it's clearly a great film.
Yeah, and it's got some sword and sorcery action going on in the background.
Yeah,
there,
what sort of sword and sorcery action?
Great, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It's
great.
Mainly great.
Great.
Who have we got on the line then?
We've got Barney. Hello, Barney.
No, we just lost him.
Oh, Barney!
We lost Barney!
Barney was guessing Paul Gambaccini. He couldn't be more wrong. That was going to be fun. Barney, what are you doing? Have the courage of your...
Did you giggle at him when he
victions.
Said Paul Gambaccini?
No, I didn't. I promise.
What? So Paul Gambaccini? Why? He's never been in a film, has he? He's been in a cinema, but not in a film.
I sat next to him
during a press screening of The Frighteners.
Did you?
Yeah, he leaned quite heavily on my edge.
And what was he writing in his pad?
Nothing, but he had quite a bad breath.
This film is extraordinary.
Yeah. That was boring, the film. Anyway, so that's disappointing. Barney, what about Nick? Hello, Nick.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
All right.
You're all right, man.
Are you sure you're all right?
You sound quite bored,
yeah.
Nick.
Depressed.
I'm a bit tired, but I'm all right.
Tired? Hey. Why are you tired?
I just didn't sleep much.
Why not?
Went to bed late, woke up early.
What time did you go to bed?
I can't remember.
What, Nick?
What's the matter, Nick?
Come on, man.
Are you depressed?
I think it was a little
Your friends
light,
are worried.
I don't remember it.
What?
Are you blaming us?
No, it was starting to get light when I went to bed, but I don't remember
wrong.
What time it was.
Well, you should get to bed earlier, Nick.
You really should.
Yeah?
Pull yourself together. Your life's falling apart, man.
Come on, man.
Pretty much is.
You know, because you've got everything to live for. You're a talented young man. You're good looking.
Yeah. Look at your legs.
Look at those legs.
They're very strong, you know? They're lovely. So
they're
cheer
hairy.
Up.
They're very hairy.
They're too hairy. You should give them a shave.
There's nothing wrong with shaving them.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, this competition. Oh, it's a bore, isn't it? It's a drag.
Are we doing a competition? I hate competitions.
Hello.
All right, Nick.
All right. Yep.
Nick's just tolerating us. So listen, man, we'll put you out of your misery. What do you think was going on there in that clip? Who do you think was talking?
I think it was The Rock.
The Rock.
Scorpion King.
Well, Nick, you're correct. That is The Rock on The Scorpion King. And it is a great film, isn't it?
I haven't seen it.
How the hell do you know it was The Rock talking about Scorpion King then?
Because I've seen Welcome to the Jungle, and I thought it was that, but then it sounded too stupid to be Welcome to the Jungle. So.
That's good deduction.
That's very good deduction.
Too stupid to be Welcome to the Jungle. There's a sentence no one will ever say before. What? Again. You know what I mean. That's very clever, Nick, you know? You should get a bit more sleep, and then your brain will be capable of amazing things.
Yeah, exactly. If you're operating on that level...
On that rock level of analysis.
That's
rock
impressive.
You should be a rockologist. An archaeologist. Hello?
I'm still here.
Nick, what would you like as a prize? We've got RoboCop, the straight-to-TV movie.
The Prime Directives.
Or we've got This Life, this series. I really recommend it, man. It's amazing. I've been watching it all this week, and it's just a smash.
Listen,
it holds up so well.
We should stop mocking the RoboCop, the Prime Directives.
Not mocking the cop.
Can I just give you an idea of some of the synopses of the episodes?
Yeah.
Dark Justice. 10 years after his resurrection, RoboCop is up against the havoc-creating Bone Machine.
I hate the Bone Machine.
Imagine that, Nick.
Thank goodness someone's finally
RoboCop
standing up to the
bone machine. Bone
machine.
Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? The bone machine.
I think I've seen something like that on the internet.
So,
Nick, what do you fancy?
Or there's This Life.
I think I'm going to go for This Life, please.
That's got more eBay value.
It's an
Three
absolute...
discs there.
It's a peach. It's a smash. It holds up tremendously well.
So congratulations, Nick.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks for your call. Listen, man, go to bed, all right?
Yeah,
lie
get
down.
Some sleep. Get shave some those sleep. Legs and become an archaeologist.
Okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right.
Sorry, we apologise.
Yeah. Extraordinary. That's the Super Furry Animals with breathtaking concision and precision, a song called Do or Die. That's a bit of a free play for us here on XFM. This is Adam and Joe.
Yeah. Is there a Pixies song called Bone Machine?
There is, yeah. Which is on their first album, Surfer Rosa.
Yeah, so maybe they use that in that episode of RoboCop.
They might do.
If you're excited by RoboCop, the TV series, then we will be giving them away to callers in Ditties in the Dark. In the last 20 minutes of the show. Make that 2:40.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to play some adverts, Joe.
14:40.
What are you talking about?
14:40. I'm giving the time in 24-hour clocks
24
in
hour
case there's anybody in the Navy listening.
Yeah, great.
Military personnel.
I just want to tease a couple of the ads we got coming up. We got a Yellow Pages ad, which I think you're going to enjoy.
That's a smash.
There's a Drink Drive ad.
That's wrong.
Yeah, well,
not
it's
the advert, but... You know,
the practice
it.
Of yeah. drinking
yeah,
and driving.
Don't do that.
No, well, I think that's the emphasis of the ad that's coming up. They're going to be basically saying, try and steer clear of it. Pun not intended.
You'll ruin your pizza for a start.
Exactly.
That one on the dashboard
don't
will go
do
all
it.
Over the back seat.
It's no laughing matter. That's shocking, that ad, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that pizza.
Oh, the pizza.
It's so tasty. Such a waste.
Clean it off. Come on, it's no laughing matter. Stop it, will you? Basic Instinct. I don't know what that is.
That'll be good for the movie, Basic Instinct 2, with David Morrissey. Oh. Apparently, there's a three-way in the trailer. It doesn't appear in the film. It's got one scene with the left nipple and David Morrissey's bum, one scene with the right nipple and David Morrissey's bum, and then one scene with both nipples and David Morrissey's bum.
In the
and
trail?
That's your lot. No, in the film.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of the nudity?
Yeah.
You see Sharon Stone naked, though, don't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Apparently there's a pan up her leg, which is like a liver spots join the dots.
That's really...
I want to see it, but it's supposed to be so bad, it's just, like, dying.
I wouldn't mind seeing it now. I'm excited. Let's see what the trail has to say. We'll be back shortly.
XFM. 1, 2. Love music. Love XFM.
I remember when I lost my...
XFM.
Argumentative, and you've got the face on.
That's the Naughty Monkeys, a band that's very, very popular with young people.
And they're aged between 11 and 12, and they're very talented.
They're very spotty, but they don't care because...
They're from the north.
Spots are real.
Spots are real, they're from the north.
Yes.
They're concerned with the everyday drama.
Sort of a...
Of life in kitchens.
Sort of a domestic poetry.
Exactly, the poetry of the lower classes, the working classes of the country.
Yeah.
And it's marvellous. I support it 100%.
That's good news. Yeah, this is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9. What now?
I thought you were going to, speaking of the poetry of the working classes, talk about the Guardian thing.
Yeah, we were saying earlier, the Guardian have got a brilliant April Fool this week, listeners, on page 3. It completely fooled me. It goes like this. In a coup for the Conservatives, the lead singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin, has declared his backing for David Cameron, releasing a song that the party hopes will become the Tory answer to Labour's 1997 anthem, Things Can Only Get Better. Dave really cares about the things I care about, says Martin. I'm afraid the same can't be said of Tony Blair anymore.
Oh.
But the good thing about it is I so wanted it to be true. I mean, it's so obviously an April Fool, but as soon as my girlfriend showed it to me, I thought, typical. Yes. You know, I thought it was true.
It spoke to your prejudices.
Yeah, because I kind of want to dislike Chris Martin. Does that make me a bad man?
Yes, it does.
Does it? I'm prepared to... I mean, not as, you know, as a, I'm sure he's a lovely person.
What is it about him that you don't like? Is it the fact that he's so successful?
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
So if he was struggling in the margins...
It's the fact that he's successful. It's the fact that he would... If he actually did that, if he recorded a song in support of the Conservatives, that would be it, wouldn't it?
Well, of course.
That would be it. It would be
he's unlikely
game
to.
Over for... Tony Blair. Yeah. Took me a while to remember his name.
Oh, what, you think that if he did support the Conservatives?
Yeah.
I thought you meant it would be game over for the Coldplay.
No, it would be game, you know, it'd be fantastic for the Tories, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it would. It would absolutely be an amazing seal of approval, mainstream pop approval, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would really polarise the indie masses, though, wouldn't
it? Yeah, what a shame it's not true, and what an idiot I am for falling for it.
Did you really fall for it?
Yes! Only for about 2 minutes.
I thought I'd found an April Fool today, but check this out. Have you heard about this? A cartoon which lampoons racial stereotypes has become a surprise hit in America, said Harry Mount in the Daily Telegraph. Minority, which airs on the Cartoon Network, features an eclectic cast of Marvel comic-style heroes.
Sounds good.
Each is characterised with the supposed flaws and attributes of their race, which are exaggerated to a ludicrous degree for satirical effect.
Is this real or an April Fool?
Well, you tell me.
Minority.
The leader of the group is Dr. Wang, an Asian maths genius with a freakishly huge brain who works in the laundry business.
It's like the Goonies.
His Indian sidekick, Dave Raj, works long hours in a newsagent's shop. After being shot 235 times by burglars, his skin is saturated
with
lead.
Hang on, man. What mag is this in?
And he's become
what
bulletproof.
What mag is this in?
This was in the Telegraph.
Okay.
Other characters include Landon K. Dutton, a black professor of women's studies who transforms himself into Fasto, the world's fastest sprinter.
But that's a bit like The Incredibles, where the black character is Mr. Cool, is what's he called, Free Zone or
Freeze,
something?
Freeze, yeah.
Yeah, that which is a slight stereotype, isn't it?
That was a little bit stereotypical. Yeah. Anyway, so do you reckon that's a real thing or not?
I reckon that's real. Minority. That's probably real.
That is real.
Someone's pointed out that the Guardian advert is written by Olaf Priel, which is an anagram of April Fool.
Oh, they always do the anagrams, don't they? It makes me chuckle.
Yeah.
Spaghetti trees. But they don't exist. Why would spaghetti... You can't have spaghetti trees. No, of course they don't exist. Why would you believe it? It's insane. April Fool.
You're only allowed up until midday, though, aren't you?
What? You're only allowed to... up. What? Who is?
April Foolies. Yeah, April Foolery is only allowed until midday.
Is that true?
Apparently that's true. That's
why?
Because otherwise it would just be out of control.
Would it?
Yes.
Listen, if you're out there, if you're playing any good April Fools today, give us a text, let us know what you're doing, 83XFM. You know, something really... do you think people still do amazingly elaborate kind of planned ones? What are you doing?
I thought it was Carl Pilkington out there.
There's someone in the corridor. Listen, let's play some music and then we'll do our text competition and stuff.
Okay, yeah, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. Let's play a bit of music to polish us off. Did you enjoy the Basic Instinct ad, speaking of
being
polished off?
Yeah, the Basic Instinct ad was good, wasn't it? I liked the lines of dialogue. Don't play games with me. How far can you push it? Too far. Stuff like that. That's so sexy.
Sexy.
It's sexy.
And threatening.
Sexy old lady.
No, you can't push it that far. Sexy old lady with liver spots.
Okay, here's the raconteurs.
What a good song for pirates. Steady as she goes.
Yes, she goes there.
That's the raconteurs. And they are, of course...
Everybody knows what you're going to say. What are you going to say?
Jack White.
Yeah,
and Brendan Benson. That. All XFM listeners would know that.
I know that, yeah. You're not allowed to listen unless you know that.
Their debut album, Broken Boy Soldiers, is out on May the 15th. You've got ages to wait for that
The
one.
Poignancy, broken. But I mean, boy soldiers are poignant enough.
Oh.
Just getting children to fight in war is so sad.
Yeah.
But then they're broken. Are they toys? Are they real? They're shattered. Are they real shattered bodies? Are they wooden bodies?
All of that is dealt with on the album.
Fight.
So you should go out. You know, Brendan Benson and Jack White were staying at the Zeta Hotel, which is where I have my entertaining comedy evenings.
Yeah.
And they were there for a couple of weeks. I only mentioned that
Did they
that
come
now.
And see your comedy evening?
No, because they arrived the day after the comedy.
Oh, you should have moved your comedy evening.
No, I should have done.
You never know what could have happened.
I know.
Man, imagine. Man, you're really good. That was really funny.
Do you mind if I...
Do you want a drink?
This is how Jack White
talks. That's how he talks. Yeah, man, you're really good. With the Adam and what? What?
Adam and Joe show. Me and Meg used to watch it on the tour bus.
No, he wouldn't
it's
say
awesome.
That. He wouldn't say that.
And he would
give
that.
Him a... You'd go, would you like to see my TV?
You go, I've made you a compilation of all my favourite bits from the show, Mr. White.
And you'd put a picture of Jack White on it and make it Jack White's special DVD.
Yeah,
and
it's the white version.
He'd put it in the bin.
He'd pop it in the bin.
And then you'd write to him,
dear Mr. White, do you remember you met me? Can I come to your house, please?
See, this is Joe Cornish.
ribbing me about all the times that I've actually done this.
That's something that's never even happened.
I've done it to so many other people, though it may as well have been Jack White as well.
Yeah. Hey, listen, listeners, and Adam.
Yeah.
Why won't they advertise Green Wing a bit more?
I know, I'd love a few
more
adverts.
Why can't they put some spending power behind Green Wing?
Mm.
No one's going to watch it unless they advertise it.
What I'd like, really
how like... can they get away with just doing buses and posters and the television and the cinema? What about bus shelters?
Yeah.
Why aren't there Green Wing taxis?
Skywriting.
Why aren't they sky? Why can't they? Come on, Channel 4. Put your money behind. Pick one show. Ignore the rest. Pick one show and put some money behind it.
Let's have some really smug.
Give Green Wing a push. I didn't
skywriting.
Say that. Yeah.
No, the clouds of self-satisfaction coming off those posters are causing London
it
to
better
become
get
polluted.
Big ratings. It had better get big ratings, otherwise that could be the death of the entire advertising industry.
The death of the TV industry.
Death of both industries.
Ooh, death of the industry.
Yes,
we'll be back. Wins. Back shortly.
XFM.
Give me the song and I'll sing it like I mean it. Yeah.
That is The Feeling with a track called Sown. There you go. I got it the right way around this week. That's the second single from the London-based quintet. They are self-described soft rock archaeologists.
Good news from our listener, Simon.
Mm.
He says, "Hi, Adam and Joe. I don't normally find you very funny, but today you're making me laugh. Well done."
Thanks very much, Simon.
Simon, we've been trying to make you laugh for how long has it been now?
Over 3 years.
So over 3 years, so it's a big
today
special day for us.
It. Joe and I are going off for a little celebration later on about the news from Simon. That's really sarcastic, isn't it? Simon, we very much value your listening.
Well, that's... Now that just
And we're glad that you're
insincere.
Happy. It does sound insincere, doesn't it?
Yeah, so text competition time.
Text competition.
And to if you want to enter this text competition, what we're having in a second, then you might be motivated by the prizes, which are what?
Tickets to see
Russell Brand or the Zootons.
Russell.
Notice I pronounce it, the Zootons.
The Zootons, they
which
enjoy...
Which is the correct pronunciation.
Zootons, they sit on futons.
Their combined weight is Zootons.
Okay, so listen, news that you may have caught or missed this week, Joe Cornish. Mm-hmm. The number of youngsters, that's young people, caught cheating in GCSE and A-level exams rose by 27% last summer.
Statistics. What? So this is kind of like a topical news.
This is like a kind of
texter.
Exactly.
This is not like the usual silly shop names thing.
You know, because I couldn't help noticing we didn't get nominated for a Sony Award this week, and I thought, okay, time to pull our socks up and get topical because that's what people like.
That's what the judges.
That's
like.
What the judges really like. So I don't know if there's any kind of late voting system, but listen, you know, we're having a topical competition this week.
Okay.
So what about it? More than 1,000 children, one in four of those caught, were disqualified for using mobile phones in exam halls. That is the way that young children cheat these days, with a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm. Sounds practical to me.
They do everything. How would you cheat on a mobile phone?
Get someone to text you the answers to the questions.
Yeah, but how are you going to secrete the phone? They're not that flipping small.
Secreted?
Yeah. Like, make it secret, that word means, in some stages. Cases.
I don't know. You have a very flat phone, maybe, and put it between your bum cheeks. If I could put my phone between my bum cheeks...
You can't then...
I've got a very
accurately
flat phone.
Text.
It's one
I'm
of
not
those Star Trek
saying
ones.
That you can't put it between your bum cheeks. I'm saying that if you had put it between your bum cheeks...
Bum scratching.
You couldn't then ask...
Pretend to itch the bum.
Yeah, but then you have to text to someone
put
in your bum.
Put the beeps on very quiet. You know which number makes the... Boop, 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 boop. You know, you spell it by the sound.
So you're texting in your bum. Could you please tell me what role the propaganda department played in the rise of the Third Reich? Something like
yes,
that.
Yes. I said, can you tell me what role Third Reich... You do it in text. Like,
and then who are they texting? Are they texting some kind of information service?
They're texting
service
that information or? Service where you pay £1.50 and they can answer any question.
Oh, really?
You know that service? What's it called?
Wickles.
Wickles?
Yeah.
You know, I was disappointed. Why would it be
called Wiggles?
Wiggles. Oh, Wickles.
Like Wicked.
Wiggles I was would be better.
The Wiggles. Have you ever seen the Wiggles? Let's not digress. The Wiggles are evil. That's all there is to be said about the Wiggles. But I was disappointed to find, on another digression, that Wikipedia is not so named because it's wicked.
Man, let's get to the text.
Okay,
question,
sorry.
For God's sake.
It's something to do with New Zealand, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway. So, the competition, basically, I just want people to text in or phone in as
cheating
well.
Techniques.
Cheating techniques, modern cheating mm-hmm. techniques. Most impressive cheating techniques you have used. Cheating anecdotes. Have you been busted for cheating?
Great competition. I think we should... Should we stick to specific techniques?
Okay.
Because technology presumably has opened up a lot of new avenues. When we were at school,
yeah.
I had a foolproof way of cheating.
What was your cheating technique?
Oh, man. In RE, I had a tiny, tiny little cheat sheet in the inside of my pencil tin.
Yeah.
But the guy taking the exam was very old. And then, I'll explain it very quickly, it's quite complicated, but we used to take paper into our exams, right?
I remember
you
that
you could
one.
Take blank paper in.
Yeah.
So I would basically write all my notes out as if they were my exam entry, with my name and class at the top and the date. I'd slip them into the wad of blank paper. Now, my plan was this. If I got caught on the way into the exam hall, I could just say, oh, sorry, sir. Yeah, no, I put my notes in there by accident.
But Cornish Minor, why have you put your name and exam board on the top of the page?
I don't think I'd fill in those bits until I actually went in. But then I get into the exam hall, I'd sit down. Using a conjuring technique, I'd place my blank stack on top of the existing
Machiko
blank stack.
Machiko the cheat.
Machiko the magic cheat. And I was laughing. A B in history.
Oh, because of your
sweet
magic cheating.
Macadamia pie. It works, man.
I cheated
that's
in...
That's analog cheating, but yeah. We want to know what's going on on the street cheat.
I cheated street in cheat. Spanish. I secreted a... sorry to say secrete again. I secreted a Spanish dictionary behind the cistern of the nearest lavvy to the exam hall.
That's classic.
And then excused myself halfway through and looked up a word.
Did you?
One word? That was it. That was the extent of my cheating, and I got a D.
Well, you want to do better cheating.
What a dick.
Listen, 83XFM, send us your cheating techniques. You can remain anonymous if you want. You can use a pseudonym. Are exams over? What? No, exams are coming up this summer, aren't they, for the kids?
Of course, we by no means advocate cheating.
I'm afraid I do.
Do you?
Yeah, it worked for me.
Well, the official line from XFM, I would imagine, would be not to cheat.
No, XFM, that's an edgy station. The thing is, it depends on your attitude to exams anyway.
The thing, isn't it? Yeah. They are rubbish.
Are they really a genuine measure of your knowledge or wisdom or intellect?
No, it's a question of learning how to take the things.
Yeah.
And if you cheat creatively, what's so wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Why can't you be rewarded for that?
83XFM for your best cheating techniques.
Or call on 0871-222-1049. I wouldn't mind talking to some cheats.
Okay.
Come on, then. If we get an interesting cheat, Xanthi, you filter them. Filter the cheats. We don't want any mad cheats, all right? Just fun cheats. Okay. Free play now. This is the Woolies. That's the Woolies track from the
late
60s.
Sure, that wasn't the New Ordinary Boys.
No, that was the Woolies with a track called Who Do You Love? This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We are asking for people to text us or give us a call with their top cheating tips. We're interested in modern cheating techniques as well, things that may have come about in the last 10 years or so with the advent of exciting new cheating technology. So anything we'd really like to hear from you on the subject of cheating. And anything coming in yet, Joe?
Thanks very much, Matthew. Right? On the right stuff? Yes, we have had some texts. there's a text, for instance, from in London. Just the letter M. If you have an identical twin like me, you can alternate in exams, interviews, etc., as we have several times.
No, I don't believe that. That's a thing you get in films sometimes, and you just think, please.
What if it's true, Adam?
It might be true. What if it's true? I hadn't even thought about that.
Wow, your world is exploding.
Yeah.
Writing exam notes on the bottom of your shoe works every time.
You know, you can't go wrong with the simple ones. That's
the bottom of the shoe. That's risky. What if that's like a neighbour's cheating thing. What if the piece of paper falls off on the way? What if someone's...
You don't write the thing on a piece of paper. You write on the actual shoe.
You write on the actual shoe?
Yeah.
Because no one's going to look at the bottom of your shoes.
Who would look at the bottom of your shoe? They'd
have
to be insane.
Getting on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Don't cheat on a
plane.
Well,
then how do you look at it?
You just fold your legs in a casual way.
In a casual way, and yeah. Like that.
You just think...
But yeah, you can't get much on there because the writing would have to be quite big to be visible from a distance.
You know, this is one of the things about cheating is that actually the process of preparing for the cheat...
It's harder work than the revision itself.
Yeah, it's often a good way of revising. I used to have a rotring pen, you know, which is like a little design pen with a very fine nib. And I would write in absolutely tiny lettering all my cheat notes for history on like a tiny little square of paper about an inch square, you know? And then I would take this almost illegible little piece of paper into the exam with me. But I wouldn't need it by that time because the act of concentrating so hard on writing microscopically had pretty much drummed all the boring information into my stupid head.
Apparently, it's classed as cheating if you have your phone switched on these days.
Right.
So if someone calls you during an exam and a phone goes off, you get disqualified.
You're busted.
Says Ruby, age 16. You are busted.
Instantly busted. I'm surprised you're allowed to take a phone into an exam at all.
It is easy to cheat as a girl. Write notes on your thighs, then when you're sitting down, discreetly hitch up your skirt. That
sexy
sounds
cheating.
Like an erotic exam.
Sexy cheating. And then, of course, that's
don't
quite
they
good,
all
though,
run,
because...
Though?
Run?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you get hot in exams.
You get hot
prickly bot.
You get nervous, wouldn't you? Oh, well, not sexy. What am I talking about? But no, and then the teacher would come... If the teacher tried to do anything about it, you could bust them for harassment. You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's foolproof.
Yeah, someone says... You and a friend learn semaphore.
That
seems
stupid.
Unlikely. Broken arm, a cast with... that's just out of a film as well.
No, that can people use that one, don't
a
they?
A cast?
Writing on the cast?
You can't write on the... They'd inspect a cast.
No, because if it's got loads of signatures and stuff on it...
No, you're wrong.
And
you're
sneak
wrong,
a few facts
you're wrong,
in there.
You're wrong. I'm being
you know,
silly, I don't
get
know.
Get well soon. P.S. The Blue Perfect of L.A. is...
Blue Perfect.
Do you remember Blue Perfect?
No.
Blue Perfect's useful tense.
Anyway, keep them coming in. Your modern cheating techniques, 83XFM, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be back after this.
XFM.
XFM. XFM. XFM. XFM.
This is XFM. Love XFM.
You know, if he wasn't singing that song in a voice like that, but if he was singing it in a voice like this, it would be a bit more suitable, wouldn't it? It sounds sort of like a Pinky and Perky song.
Come on, then skip to the end. Come on.
That was How can he sing a song like that, like this, as if it's, like, tough and cool?
Because he's serious about being
silly.
Quirky.
Yeah, cool. Okay, thanks.
That was the Future Heads. That's a new track from them, Skip to the End. Their new album is released on the 15th of May. Same as the Raconteurs, I believe. And that's the first single to be taken from the Sunderland Quartet's forthcoming LP, News and Tributes.
Brand new music here on XFM, the number one station for brand new music.
Thanks very much, Joe Cornish.
Our text competition this week, we're asking you to send in contemporary techniques for cheating in exams. And I'm going to read some out now.
There's one there, someone emailed earlier on, didn't they, saying, study harder, you thick idiots.
I'll probably come to that.
Who is
I'm going to read these without preparation.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Take your answers in your pocket and just pull them out when you get seated. Nobody checks, because they wouldn't believe someone would be so stupid and blatant.
Hide in plain sight.
That's an interesting technique, generally in an approach to life.
That's right.
Just walk into shops. Take something. Walk out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
You know, deprogram yourself.
Yeah. It's taking the big risk.
Strip away all those reactions that society has taught you.
Yeah, if you are caught, though, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, it's an insane. It's an insane way of carrying on.
Okay, here we go. Get several elastic bands, stretch them, then write the answers on them. Once they're back to normal size, you can't read the writing. Stretch and once, wrote down, yo, then flick them to your mates. Oh, you flick them. Richie in Essex, with too much time on my hands. Please play There Goes the Fear by I Don't Know. But that's quite good, isn't it? Stretch them. That's clever. Adam, what do you think of that?
That is clever. I don't believe it would work, though. I know what he's talking about.
You stretch it, you let it... What's the opposite of stretch?
Contract.
And then you can flick it to someone else.
Twang is the word.
Twang it to someone else. That's clever, man. Well done, Richie.
Yeah, that's...
I flirted outrageously with my teacher, and after the exam, he changed the name on an A-grade paper for a previous year to mine. Big boobs are very handy in most situations.
Who's that from, Lolita?
That's from Alice. That's how true. If you've got big boobs and you're still at school, you're an A student all the way.
That's outrageous.
That is an outrageous thing to say.
You could get in trouble for that.
For what? For saying that?
No. For encouraging that kind of prosecutable confusion on a sexual basis in school.
My mum taught at my school, so I sneaked a look at the exam questions which she'd secreted in her bag. I think I did pretty well, though. I'll never know, cos the invigilator caught me talking at the end and came over and ripped up my paper. From Beth. Ooh, I got unnecessarily excited while reading that. Sorry.
So are we looking close to finding some kind of winner?
It's up to you, man. You choose the winners.
There haven't really been any outrageous bits of brilliance there.
How about this? My mate sewed Morse code into her skirt.
That I just don't believe that.
But it would be quite quick. A dash, dot, dash, dot. Dash is a longer stitch. A dot is a shorter stitch. You could put the whole of a novel on there.
But you deserve an A for learning Morse code.
Well, you get an A. But you haven't had to do any actual thinking work. It's all sewing.
And you've
learned Morse code. It's a clever way of you know, diverting. Yeah, well, it's just sewing.
That's like saying a good way of cheating is to learn Italian brilliantly.
Yeah, but
and
if
then
you're better at sewing than Italian, if you're better
go by
at sewing
the
than speaking Italian, then
and say the answers and you can understand what they're saying.
I know what you're saying. That was an anonymous one, I think.
Hey, isn't that quite a good idea, though? Learn Italian and then get some tourists to shout out the answers.
Outside the window.
Outside the window.
That is quite good. It wouldn't work in an Italian exam.
No, obviously, you wouldn't pick an Italian exam. Otherwise, the teacher would pretty much know what you were doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls putting notes on their thighs and up their skirts. It's easier for girls. They've got more places to pop things.
Places where people can't look.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we'll wrap this up shortly, I think. So, Joe...
Can't it go on for more hours?
No, it can't. It simply can't. There's so much to pack in. We've got Dizzy's in the Doctor pack in.
Okay.
And all sorts of great music.
We'll come back with a winner right after this.
And this is... Let me just check.
Let's just check on your piece of paper.
No, actually, it's off paper, Joe.
What?
We're going off paper for this one.
Another free play.
I'm cramming them in because...
What's it going to be?
Hey, we haven't told people. This is our penultimate show.
It is our penultimate show. Next week is our last show.
Last show.
So we're throwing caution to the wind.
You know, we're certainly going on a long break. It might be the long break. Who knows?
The big break. You might be on Radio Norfolk.
Yeah, if I'm lucky. Yeah. But anyway, we've got this show and next week to go. But I'm cramming in the free plays. Here's David Bowie. Now, a lot of people play David Bowie, of course. But when David Bowie gets played on the radio a lot, especially on Radio 2, I've noticed, they tend to favour the 70s stuff. That's all classic stuff, sure. But they're ignoring an important body of work in the 80s.
The bad stuff.
Yeah, the bad stuff.
They're ignoring the bad stuff.
But the best of the bad stuff is delicious. Like this one from Let's Dance. That's a rare outing for Bowie's kind of smooth falsetto crooning there.
There's no smoke without fire. Hey, so listen, we've got Kirsty on the line. Can we fade up Kirsty?
Hey.
Hello, Kirsty. Thanks for letting us call you. That's what we're reduced to on this show. We have to harangue.
No one ever calls us.
Yeah. So we reckon you've won the competition with this cheating idea that was your friend, nothing to do with you, right?
Actually, I don't even know she's not my friend, she's some girl from school. Nobody you know.
Okay, so this is just hypothetical, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's understand.
Tell us what this person did.
Well, basically, we had a French writing exam, and we had to, like, write an essay, and she wrote it out on, like, a piece of paper the same size as a dictionary, and she printed out in the same font as the dictionary, and she, like, tea-stained it so it would fit in with the dictionary, and she, like, glued it in on the page, so it looked like she was just looking up a word, but really she was writing out her essay.
That's genius.
So you're allowed to take the dictionary into the exam?
Yeah.
So she printed her whole essay out onto, like, a little dictionary page.
That's fantastic. I've been known to do that with receipts.
No, but I'm sure it would have taken
fake receipts.
Longer.
Should I say that?
You faked receipts and then claimed
the
money.
When I was a kid, yeah, I faked a receipt, I think. Just because I'd lost it at work or something.
Yeah.
And my Amstrad printer looked very like the things cash registers had. But that's brilliant. That's very clever. That's a lot of work, though, for your friend.
It would have been easier to have just learned the essay, I thought.
That's the thing about cheating, though, isn't it? That's
if they caught her, they would have gone, you failed your French writing exam, but you've passed your fonts and staining exam with an A+. Which, you know, would have been an up, you know.
Would you like to study fonts and staining?
No, is that an offer, Adam? You're running a course.
I'm going to start up some fonts and staining classes.
Kirsty, well done. That's very good. We reckon that's the cleverest one.
Yeah.
a close first to the rubber bands that I really like.
The rubber band was very good.
It's inventiveness. Would you want a prize, Kirsty?
I didn't even realise it was a competition, but yeah.
Well that's your brilliance, you see. You're so ungreedy and selfless.
How old
that
are you, Kirsty?
You would be rewarded.
How old am I? 16. Yeah.
16, okay. So you're okay for any of the prizes where...
Well, no, she can't see this life because, frankly, it's 18. And Kirsty, you couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You couldn't handle this. You probably haven't heard swearing. It would shock you, some of the words they say.
Yes.
And there are also bits of men that you don't know about that are displayed in this, and they would shock you. You'd think there was some sort of worm
like
crawling up the front of the man. What's wrong with that, Xanthi?
Some sort of
Come
worm.
On, it's just nature. Nothing to be frightened of or ashamed of. Kirsty, did you think we were going to be a bit nasty to you when we called up?
Yeah, I was scared because you were mean to someone else. And
why were we mean? What, the bloke who was asleep that called in?
I don't, probably.
Come on,
nasty.
He just didn't sound like he was in the same universe. He's really bored, and we just didn't understand why he'd phoned in if he was so bored.
So listen, what prize do you want, Kirsty? Do you want the RoboCop DVDs? There's over 6 hours of viewing.
Go on, let her have this life. We've got another copy of this life,
don't
we?
That's illegal. We can't give an 18 DVD to a 16-year-old listener. Well, you can, Adam, but no, genuinely, you'll be busted. You will be busted.
Really?
Yeah, it's like selling ciggies to a kid.
No.
Of course it is. You're giving it the government. It's not... It'll freak her out.
But she could download it.
She's not ready for Egg and the must-see show about living, loving, party-going 20-somethings. She's not ready for it. So you can have RoboCop, or you can have tickets to see Russell Brand's stand-up show, which will be far filthier than any this life.
Exactly.
Or a pair of tickets to see the Zootons.
Oh, can I have the Zootons tickets?
That's a good prize.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kirsty, thanks so much for calling.
Problem
well
solved.
Done. You're lovely, and we love you, and thanks for calling.
Oh,
goodbye.
Hey,
thanks a lot, Kirsty. Take care. Right. Music, and then... we should get into Dizzy's in the Dock. We've only got 20 minutes
left. Just music first. You've said it now.
I don't know. We should launch it. Let's launch, and then we'll get into some
exciting
music and ads.
Oh.
See, saying launching it kind of dignifies the fact that I'm just playing a jingle.
Pressing a button.
Yeah.
So this is Ditties in the Dock. You get to vote for what show we play the... come along. Please talk, Adam. I can't do it anymore.
This is the part of the show where Joe and I battle it out to see who will be the person that plays the final song of our 2 hours here on XFM.
What's the theme this week?
The theme this week is... covers of classic soul songs by new wave bands.
I love that theme.
I love that theme too.
Do you want to know what I've chosen?
Go on then.
Take Me to the River by Al Green, as covered by the Talking Heads from their album More Songs About Buildings and Food. It's an unlikely combination, an edgy guitar-based art band covering a soulful, song, but it works really well, and please vote for it. 08712221049 if you want to hear Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. 08712221049. Alternatively,
you can vote for The Slits, fronted by...
I beg your pardon?
The Slits. They were an all-girl group fronted by Ariup. And
what?
She was...
what are you talking about?
I don't know. It's like an insane kind of punk lady language I'm talking. This is from their classic album Cut, and it's a cover of Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine. And she sort of applies her mad... I think is she Dutch or German? But she has a really odd way of delivering her tunes. And combined with the spiky new wave sound of the Slits themselves, it's an irresistible combo.
What's it a cover of again?
Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye.
By Martin Gaye.
And so I want you to vote for the Slits.
Okay, so there you go. It's the Talking Heads versus the Slits. 08712221049. Everybody who gets on the air gets a chance to win one of our superb prizes. And that's it, so please call now.
This is XFM.
XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
I remember when I lost my...
There we go. I conclude that it does make him crazy.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, all those things do make him crazy. You're crazy. He's crazy, mate.
That's out this week, so rush out and buy it. I'm sure it's going to be a massive hit. A smashive hit.
So it's Ditties in the Dock. It's the Slits versus the Talking Heads with covers of soul classics, Take Me to the River. And what's your one? What's going on?
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Heard It Through the Grapevine. There we go. We've got four callers on the line. We did have five, but Cornelia's decided to hang up.
We've had a few hangers this week.
Cornelia, what are you playing at?
They didn't want to sit through Gnarls.
You've put a spanner in the works.
They wanted to dance. I can't be hanging on the phone. I got to dance to Gnarls Barkley.
I ain't hanging on no telephone line.
No, exactly.
So let's go to Heather, who now becomes our first caller. Hello, Heather. Oh, please, Heather.
There she is.
Hello.
Hello, Heather. Thanks for hanging on.
Sorry, that's okay.
How did that track sound down the phone?
It was okay.
Do you like it?
Sort of, but I'm going off it because it's played a lot.
It's played a lot, isn't it? It doesn't even come out till Monday. They should realise that mistake.
It's insane, isn't it?
Why don't they just release playthings the same time as they're released?
It feels as if it's been a hit for a bit. What is number one this week?
It's Neo with So Sick, but you don't want to get into that. That's R&B world. Neo. Heather, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, what are you voting for? Is it going to be The Slits or Talking Heads?
The Slits, I think.
The Slits? Why have you made that decision?
I don't know. It's just random, really.
Right.
Just like Slits.
And would you like a prize? Are you a big fan of Robocop, the tin copper?
I'm not really.
Does he get anyone ever call him the tin copper? Hey, is that Tin Bobby?
Surely he's a copper copper.
A copper copper, yeah.
No.
So you don't want that. What about This Life?
Have you got any tickets for Russell Brand?
Yeah, you can have the tickets for Russell Brand, definitely. That's Monday night. Can you make it?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, at the Hen and Chickens. There we go. Well done. Thank you very much for calling. And goodbye.
Very decisively handled there, Joe. Thanks a lot, Heather. Paul is on the line. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you call before, Paul?
I have done.
Yeah, did we go, boo, boo?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're doing it again.
It's like a running thing between us, Paul.
I always ring when I'm stuck in traffic. Today I'm not for once.
Are you
not?
Well done, mate.
What are you doing? Are you hanging out?
I'm cleaning.
Cleaning? What are you cleaning?
I'm cleaning everything.
Your body? Are you cleaning your body?
The only thing is, as I clean, my body's getting dirty.
You're cleaning the whole house?
A whole room.
A whole room. That's impressive.
Are you cleaning on your own, or for any particular reason?
I'm just sick of the dust.
What are you using?
Cloths and sprays.
Cloths. Brilliant. No, there we go.
Anything not used by Carl Harmon.
What, by who?
Oh, he's the guy from the Mr. Muscle ads, isn't he? Is it Mr. Muscle, or...?
What are you talking about,
No,
Paul?
Mr. Muscle's the wimpy guy.
I thought he was a sci-fi
Carl
author.
From Brushstrokes.
Yeah.
You know, the guy on the adverts.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. So, Paul, what are you voting for, The Slits or Talking Heads?
I'm going for Talking Heads.
Good call. There we go. Very good. And what would you like as a prize? You like the Copper Copper?
I do like the Copper Copper.
Yeah. Have a DVD of the Copper Copper. That's over 6 hours of viewing. That's amazing.
Right. Imagine the Bone Machine. The fight that he has with the Bone Machine. You're going to see that, man. Paul, thank you very much indeed for your call. Take care and have a good weekend. Sarah is on the line.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, what are you up to
this
weekend?
What's going
down? Yeah.
I'm getting ready for my friend's party.
Your friend's party? What sort of a party is it going to be? Is it going to be a naughty party?
And drinks and... Yeah, there'll be boys there.
Boys? Are you at the age where you might snog a boy?
I'm 29, so I bloody
hope so. Snog City. That'll be fantastic. Well, you can get a bit boozed up and snog a slightly ugly man and then be sick on him.
Nice.
And you'll have achieved a good Saturday night.
Sarah's not going to do that. She sounds too attractive for that kind of thing. Sarah, what are you going to vote for?
Talking Heads.
Yeah, Talking Heads. Come on.
It's not your choice, though, Buxton.
I know, but...
What's happened to the drama?
It feels like a win-win this week, because they're both very good songs. But I do want to play The Slits, because it certainly isn't played very often.
It's not looking good, man. It's 2-1 to the Heads.
I know, I need some more Slit action.
Hey, thanks for calling in. And what would you like? Do you want the Copper Copper? Tin Copper? Bobby Copper? Metal Bloke?
Probably not.
No. This Life. What about This Life?
I love This Life.
Hey, there we go. Happy ladies. We'll send you to that. Thank you for calling. Thank you for voting.
Thanks, Sarah.
Goodbye.
Libby is on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Libby.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Are you Libby Purvis?
No, I'm not.
Just checking. Just checking.
She will call in one day, Ad.
Will she?
One day she'll call in. Just don't give up hope.
When is it going to be Libby Purvis Day?
What will you say to her?
I'll say, what's it like being Libby Purvis?
Oh, imagine what it is like.
Can you make it up, Libby?
Sorry.
Just make it up.
What's it like being Libby?
Libby
pelvis?
Doesn't understand what's going on.
Neither do I.
No. Libby, what are you voting for?
The slits.
Are you a fan of the slits?
I am.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense then that you vote for them.
It's a good album, isn't it? And it's an amazing version of the track as well. It sort of reinvents it in a brilliant way.
I think it sounds disgusting.
I like it. Libby, thank you very much indeed.
Wait, what would you like, Libby? I'm afraid you're left with a choice between... What, has everything gone apart from RoboCop? Do you want RoboCop?
Do you have any Zootons tickets?
Have we got any more Zootons tickets? No, Libby, this is terrible.
Oh, no.
Can we not squeeze Libby into the Zootons?
Oh, suddenly everything's gone really bad. The loop has started playing again and it's slightly tiring. Listen, Libby can't get the price she wants.
We can.
Oh, we're going to sort her out with Zooton tickets.
Yeah.
How about that?
We're going to squeeze you into
it. But you will be accompanied by RoboCop.
So have a good time.
Thanks for laughing at that.
Take care, Libby.
Then it's 2-2, it's 2-2, so the deciding vote goes to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Has Michael hung off?
No, I'm still here.
How are you doing, Michael, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty well as well, actually. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye, then.
Only joking, just joking, Michael. Now, we got to wrap it up, in fact, because, they're both fairly long songs. So we need to know, Michael, what you're voting for this week, and leave a pause before you say, because it's an exciting climax.
Yeah, I will do, but I can remember this version coming out, I believe it was about 79.
Yeah.
Song was... I heard it through the grapevine by the Slits.
Hey! Nice. Fantastic.
So the Slits win it, and come on, you've got to have RoboCop. Michael, come on, mate. No, well, what about two RoboCops?
Sorry?
Listen to this synopsis. To save the city, the entrapped defenders must shut down the all-powerful computer, and in doing so, the ultimate sacrifice must be made.
Come on, Michael. How could you walk away from that?
The ultimate sacrifice, Michael.
Okay, then, yeah.
All right, good man. Well done.
Any Russell Brand tickets to go with it?
I tell you what, three copies of RoboCop.
Unfortunately, we don't have any more Russell Brand tickets. I'm really genuinely sorry about that, Michael.
That's all right.
But we'll try and squeeze some more exciting knickknacks into your package.
Come on, you're getting three copies of RoboCop. Imagine the enemies you'll make handing those out.
Michael, thanks very much for your call. Take care. Have a good week. Thanks to everyone who called in and texted us this week. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for our last show before our summer break. And it's going to be a crazy show. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah. Do you think we should just fill the show with clips from previous shows?
I think we should go really network and TV go crazy like the movie Network. I think one of us should go mad and start swearing. And smash up the studio. We should play nothing but our own music.
Yeah.
We should have the craziest show ever.
But Joe, that's what this week's been like, more or less.
Yeah, that's true. So it'll be more of the same.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye. Love you, bye. Here's the Slits.
Listen, we're taking the opportunity of this instrumental break to say happy birthday to Lainey and to Tom, whose birthday is tomorrow. We were supposed to say that through the whole show for our producers, Anthony, but we forgot. But there you go. Happy birthday, Lainey and Tom. Have a special day.
XFM.